The Pebble Limited Partnership tracked down former EPA official Phil North a month or so ago in Australia and served him with a deposition notice. North retired in 2013 and left the U.S. with his family, first on a sailing trip, then resettling elsewhere in the world. In the interim, what role he played in the EPA's effort to block Pebble has been the subject of federal court proceedings, congressional oversight hearings, and the EPA's own internal investigation. Several years of North's official emails were lost, leaving a gap in the paper trail and adding to the intrigue. EPA says North's role was small. Pebble says he was the key instigator. And North himself? Well, nobody's been able to speak with him since he left the country, though so far he has not responded to subpoena requests. That was until this week. Mr. North returned to Washington, D.C. and sat down with attorneys from EPA and Pebble for deposition. He also offered interviews with media, and will air his perspective from a conversation I had with him just an hour ago next week. But yesterday, I spoke with Pebble CEO Tom Collier, who was in D.C., and asking him first if this was related to the ongoing lawsuit in federal court.
It is. This is our lawsuit under the Federal Advisory Committee Act that alleges that EPA didn't treat Pebble fairly in its process of deciding whether or not to veto our project, and that they communicated and involved environmental activists that were opposed to the mine did not give us the same access to their decision-making thoughts and involvement in their decision-making.
You've alleged that Phil North was a central figure in this in the EPA's work leading up to the preemptive 404C proposed restrictions. You've had him in the office now, or the lawyers have had him in the office now. Can you tell us anything about what you've learned? Is he still of interest? Is he less of interest? What do you think?
Well, right now we're in a situation where we're not able to comment on anything that's taken place in the deposition, other than for me to tell you that that Ms. North has attended as he said he would, and that the second day began as it was scheduled to do so. You know, I can tell you what we've always contended was the case with Mr. North because of the documents that we have seen and have been made available to us under the Freedom of Information Act and under the FACA case, and that is that Mr. North was part of a group at EPA that made up their minds that this project should be vetoed before any of the science that that they alleged they did was done, and that they manipulated the process in such a way as to make that outcome become a reality. And that's the conclusion that's reached in the Cohen report that we had done. That's the conclusion that the House Oversight Committee reached. And I think that's the most fair conclusion from the hearings that the House Science Committee's done. We think that will be proven to be the case in this, this Federal Advisory Committee Act litigation. The federal judge there has issued an injunction preventing EPA from finalizing its proposed veto of the project. And the reason that I think the judge did that is that he believes there's some merit to our allegations. Right now, Mr. North's deposition and a number of other depositions are all being done in order to flesh out those facts so that we can try this case before the court and let the court decide.
The EPA had gone kind of silent about Pebble for a long time, but the last time that we did hear from them, they said that very clearly Mr. North was not instrumental. They referred to him as a very low-level employee, not key to their decision-making and so forth, sort of threw him under the bus. You feel differently. Do you think that anything will emerge this week that would give either side more credence?
Well, I don't think there's any question that they threw him under the bus. That was pretty obvious in a number of different statements that have been made. But, you know, from the documents, it's clear to us that North played a central role in the decision. He was involved in drafting the petition that originated this veto process. He invited an environmental activist to help him draft the decision memo as to how they would go forward. He was involved in briefing the administrator on the issue. He was actually the person that designed the mine plan that the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment reviewed because we had not submitted a mine plan. He helped manage two of the teams that worked on the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. He helped edit the final document. So this is a guy that was substantially involved in this process, not someone that was just a low-level employee. And to the extent that EPA, in making its decision, relied at all on the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, they were relying on Phil North to make their decision. And it has been our position throughout this that Phil North was not an objective person involved in this. He had a predetermined outcome, and he managed this process to make sure that in fact was the outcome.
How did Pebble end up finding Mr. North? He was sort of off the grid, off the radar for a bit after his retirement, which a person is more or less welcome to do with their, you know, free life. But he was hard to track down. How did Pebble, where in the world was Carmen Sandiego, I guess?
Well, it took some effort. I've decided at this time it's really not in our best interest to disclose all of the interesting little details about how we found him. I'm pleased that Mr. North is cooperating with the deposition, and I think he's going to say a lot of things that are going to be helpful to our position in this matter, and I intend to leave it right there. Just let the deposition speak for itself.
Well, let's leave this right there. Tom Collier is the president and CEO of the Pebble Limited Partnership. Tom, good as always to speak with you, and thanks so much for the time.
Sure. Thank you, Dave.